Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. I love saying things on the radio like that. Like, Radio Free Brooklyn. This is your favorite anarchist conservative show. I like to call myself the anarchist Ann Coulter because I like to get really angry about things. And last night I did cocaine. And I never do cocaine. That's just not my vibe. And like this morning, I woke up a little earlier than I should have. And then I thought I was going to die falling back asleep. I started feeling all these weird things in my body that I'm not used to. So I'm definitely not an uppers person. I'm a downers person. I'm your fucking resident Deborah Downer. So I got a guest coming. I'm not sure what they want their name to be on this show. I'm pretty sure they want it to be this bitch. I'm not sure who the fuck is listening to this show, so we're gonna fucking share it on Facecrack. I'm very proud of my Facebook right now. I am smoking weed in my picture, which means that I'm the shit. Okay, so today is supposed to be protest, a year of Trump. What can be done? Also, let's make up some fucking conspiracy theories. And let me tell you something. I'm pretty sure that Steve Jobs has a motherfucking conspiracy against me because Steve Jobs' company just has like bad fucking karma, you know, because Steve fucking Jobs, they made that company, they did the stupid ass thing with the stupid ass, no, oh shit, it's working. I'm going to be able to play things for you guys. I got into my Google Drive and I got to do it on the computer at Radio Free Brooklyn because Apple doesn't like anarcho-conservatives because Apple just wants to fucking have people be able to not plug in their headphones to things with the headphone jack unless they buy an extra piece. Because people are bad people. Okay, let's see. Can I get into iCloud? Will iCloud load for me? Oh my God, it's all loading. So this is what we're going to do. While we figure out how to do this, we are going to log into Spotify and we're going to play some motherfucking music. Or maybe is there anything on iTunes I can just play for y'all right now? Because we don't have a lot of we don't have time for this shit right now. We got to get into this, okay? We have to talk about what the fuck we're going to do post Trump. Are we just going to run around? Are we just going to run around and protest and scream at people on the streets? Cuz that's looking like what we're going to do, and like that's all effective and shit. But I'm starting to get tired. And I don't mean tired like oh boo hoo. I'm marching on the streets and I'm tired from it. I'm starting to get tired of people not knowing what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm really tired of yelling at people who don't understand my political views. I'm not okay. I'm pretty okay with yelling at bigots, but I'm not okay with yelling at people who don't understand what I'm talking about. And we'll be playing some music from that. We'll be playing some music from that today on this show. So I gotta play some radio. I gotta play some music on here while I get this fixed up. But apparently there's some really weird person in my show on my Facebook who like I met on Tinder who's like fucking saying weird shit to everybody I know. And I'm going to have to step in a minute. So I've been really into the Solidarity Forever by Pete Seeger. It's not, I don't think it's by Pete Seeger, but it's a fucking hilarious song. It's like Solidarity Forever. Solidarity forever. Here we go. All right, see y'all in a minute.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
Through the workers' blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
It is we who who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever!
Taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever! Solidarity forever! Solidarity forever!
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever! Solidarity forever!
That's such great revolutionary shit. I love, you know, songs
that was ever written.
We're gonna listen to Judy Garland while I get this fixed up.
And I'd like to sing that song for you tonight.
Yes, Solidarity Forever is to the same tune as Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth his trumpet that will never e'er retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat.
Yeah.
everybody. That was Judy Garland singing Battle Hymn of the Republic, or Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, as I like to call it. Just apparent, but I don't really care that that's not the title. I am here with, can you hear your mic? Can you hear your everything?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so wait, what's your name in here again? You told me a really funny name last night.
No, let's just go with Sean.
Sean, okay. Last night you told me to call you this bitch. You were like, can you just call me this bitch? So this bitch and
Maybe I'm this bitch. Yeah, let's go with this bitch.
Talk closer to the mic because it's a little, okay. So this bitch and I, can I tell them where we met?
Yeah.
On the fucking internet. On the fucking internet. And like, finally, we had some friends in common and here we are.
Yeah, you might say it was a real mess.
It was a mess. I'm a fucking mess. I told the whole radio that I did cocaine last night, and like, I never do cocaine, you have to understand. So I'm like a little bit like in what the fuck mode right now.
Oh, I think we're in the same place.
Oh, great. So the title of this episode was like, what do we do? Pretty much, what do we do now that we have Donald Trump for a year? I just think that.
A year.
A year. Oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, everybody, that's what it sounds like after, that's what Trump being president for a year sounds like. So I'm super curious, like, what's going on, Tom? Your mic doesn't sound good. She sounds great. You sound terrible. I sound terrible? Is that my fault, though?
I always sound great.
Oh, my God, everybody, I sound awful. Okay, but I don't know what to do. I sound terrible. Donald Trump sucks.
It's Trump's fault. Wait, can we call him 45? Can we do that?
Do you call him 45?
Sometimes.
I was so
into that when I saw, I think it was like Lawrence Fishburne or somebody was the first person I saw who suggested never calling him by his name. And I was like, this is awesome. And then I realized actually it's really impractical.
You want to know why I don't do it? Because, I mean, I don't care if other people call him, whatever. Donald fucking, could you close that? Because I don't know how the fuck, yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Donald fucking Trump. When people call him 45, it reminds me of people calling Voldemort you know who. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't do it. Because in my head, I'm like, oh, well, that's why Voldemort had so much fucking power. Because people wouldn't even call him by his name. They were so afraid of him. Like, see, I'm afraid of what Donald Trump can do in office. I'm not actually, like, afraid of Donald Trump. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I ran into Donald Trump and he didn't have, like, security, I would just spit in his face and be like, you pathetic old man. I'd be like,
he'd probably sue you.
Yeah, I can't spit in his face. I guess that's assault. But I'm not like afraid of him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be afraid of being like, I bet you and Steve Bannon like cuckold with Kellyanne. Like, I can still say that to him. Like, I can legitimately say that to him with Secret Service around.
Well, we know they do because Putin has the tapes, right? He's got the receipts.
Oh yeah, Russia. Okay, that shit. Okay, I always affiliate the Russian shit with like some liberal shit. Like, it feels like the fucking Cold War. It's like the Cold War never ended. Don't you see?
Well,
don't you see the Russians?
I don't think it did.
I mean, I don't fucking. When it comes to Russia and the United States, I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
I think that like, Putin's nuts and megalomaniac, and he wants to like reinstitute a new version of the Soviet Union, and he's trying to take back all of the old Soviet countries and reassert global power.
You think he wants communism again? Or whatever the Soviet Union's version of communism could be called?
I don't think he cares.
I think he just
wants to be in charge.
I mean, Russia does some weird fucking shit these days. One of my partners showed me this video of fucking like these girls like dressed up in like Soviet hats just doing this like dance from like now in Russia. Like they do all this like weird like.
Well, you know, the dances are how they communicate with the KGB cells. So if you can read the dance, it's actually an ancient communication art.
Whoa, is that a conspiracy?
I think it's beginning. The conspiracies are coming.
Oh my God. They do use it to communicate with the KGBs and they actually use this dance to defeat the Nazis. because what it was is it made the Nazis go, oh shit, their dances are so much better than ours, and they just got really fucking upset, and they had their fucking egos got all tattered because everybody knows that's what that shit's about. No, just I that kind of ego shit. Like I don't even. It's like I'm white, so the best people must be white. I don't fucking understand that like thing. It's fucking crazy.
I think people are just afraid of, I mean, anything that's different from them.
But are they?
Yeah, I think it's like I don't know. I find that like the whole fucking fight over identity politics and whatnot that seems to like be exploding everywhere due to current events.
Idpool. I love when people like say it like that on the internet.
That's fucking idpoles.
Idpoles. It's a tadpole, but an idpole.
Yeah, like I think the sort of problem here is that we can't do the like everyone gets to like the libertarian attitude of like you can do whatever the fuck you want as long as like, you know, you do it in your house or like I don't have to see it or be around it or whatever.
It's or
like,
if you work hard because everybody starts off with the same amount of opportunity.
Yeah. It's really just about wanting to control reality. I mean, this is the same shit that we just said about Putin. Basically, you want the entire world to be a very, very particular way. And if something exists that makes you uncomfortable, you want to get rid of it.
Well, I do feel that way about capitalism.
Yeah. Capitalism does make me uncomfortable. But maybe the real answer is we need to learn to love her. Maybe she just needs love.
Capitalista just needs love because love trumps hate.
She's been so neglected. No one loves her.
That's not true. People love capitalism. Holy
do they
shit.
Love her though, or do they just abuse her and take from her? I don't know.
I love that we've just like, but see that this is fucked up. You're making me feel more empathy for capitalism when she's a girl.
Well, here we are pushing boundaries, trying to make the uncomfortable comfortable.
No, it's just like if you were like capitalism, he needs some empathy. I'd be like, nah.
What is capitalism's gender? That's a good question.
I mean, that's how you know a fucking
is like, capitalism male.
I mean, I don't know. I'm an anarcho misandrist, so anything, you know, I feel more empathy for capitalism thinking of her as a girl. That's really fucked up. I'm having like a little bit of like a personality crisis right now. You're like, oh, capitalism, nobody loves her, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, maybe people just like, you know, thought of the free market a little differently. And then I think capitalism, oh, he just needs empathy. I'm like, nah, he's just selfish.
I mean, think about how much has been written about communism, how much people have studied communism, thought about communism, conceived of different ways to do communism, how many ways it was attempted last century. But like, no one did that with capitalism. It was like a handful of authors who were like, yeah, greed's great.
Greed's great.
The capitalist canon is very small and the communist canon's very big. Maybe we just need to show her some love.
Yeah, but
and also dismantle her. I don't know. Either one.
I had these people on here and they're great, actually. You should look up their stuff. Hila the Kila and Sir Nate KN8. Together they are killing hate. And they were talking about plastic. And I was like, yeah, plastic. And they were like, no. We need to love plastic. In order to be able to get rid of plastic.
I mean, I'm going to put some in my body soon so I can get some tits.
Oh, shit. But do you think there's ever going to be a time?
Is that actually plastic? That's not really plastic.
It's silicone or something. I don't know what it is now. That's what it was when I used to watch bad like plastic surgery.
Build plastic surgery, so I'm just going to assume it's just plastic. Like they just go get some like goopy plastic and just like cut a hole and stuff some goopy plastic in
I
her body.
I think they give like... Yeah, it's like a little goopy, like, ball thing that I don't know. I don't fucking know. All I know is I wish I could, like, give people my boobs. Oh, shit. All right, great. Great, I got to go back to sleep or do other things today. I was going to go fucking do a strip show on a fucking party bus, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to take this, but I don't want to.
But now you're going to sleep instead.
Yeah. I want to give my uterus. To somebody though, I wish I could just give away my uterus. Is
there's
that a thing?
Somebody's working on it somewhere. Actually, I think there was a transplant done recently.
Really?
Like, I think one of the first ones ever was done recently.
Are you serious?
You're the one with the computer in front of you.
I am one of my. I mean, I like that was like a thing. Like I was like with one of my really good friends. I was like, if you ever want my uterus, like you can have it.
I might hit you up in 10 years. Actually. Oh, how would that work? Wait, if you were, like, older, could you get, like, a younger woman's uterus transplanted into you?
Oh, my God, probably.
Huh.
For a woman with transplanted uterus gives birth. This happened in December.
Do you think that rich people are going to start buying young body parts off of poor people that are incidentally healthy.
I mean, that's what happened in Repo: The Genetic Opera.
Wait, what? That sounds amazing.
Okay, there's this really weird fucking, like, supposed to be like Rocky Horror shit, and it's called Repo: The Genetic Opera, and it's like about all these fucking people who sell their organs, and then or they like try to get genetic perfection, and if they can't get the money back, the repo man comes and just forcibly takes back their fucking organs.
Oh, I love this.
And we are gonna play a song from this just because there's just no way I could not do this. We'll be quick. And it has the one from Spy Kids in it. In my sight. And we're totally gonna talk over it. I don't care.
Wait, is this like can this be seen somewhere right now? Is this still a thing?
Oh yes, on the internet.
No, I mean the show.
Oh wait, it was never like a show.
Oh.
The movie.
It's a movie. It's an actual movie.
And my Paris Hilton's in it.
Wait, what?
It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Who made this?
Some fucking people who wanted to make.
Some geniuses?
I don't know. They made it like to be like Rocky Horror, and they have people do it in Long Island. Market erected.
Oh my god.
An entire city built on top of the dead. And you.
Oh my god, what do you call like the like group words for clusters of things? Like, you know, like a parliament of owls or a gaggle of geese? For every
market. Yeah.
Can we call markets erections? An erection of markets?
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm also really into an aggression of men. I think that that's a good one. Would you call groups of men aggressions?
Lest it be you on the concrete below.
Oh my god.
I'm so into this right now.
It's quick.
I'm like gonna leave here paranoid that someone's just gonna show up and like take my arm.
Oh, and people are like addicted to the dead body, like it could fluid. Your life. It's weird.
Rest assured.
It's the fucking dime Paris Hilton's like. Sometimes I wonder how I need you at all. She's like addicted to the knife. Cure. Everybody's like, people are like addicted to plastic surgery and shit.
You know. And it's my job. Have you, oh my god, no. What was I thinking? What are they called? Steel blood something. This is a real thing that rich people do. Are they called blood boys? I'm gonna Google this.
Blood boys? What do they do?
There are rich people who get blood transfusions from, they have like a person that they pay, they like salary them, and then they sign a contract and require the person to be insanely healthy. So like the rich person controls their diet and their workout regimen and stuff, and they're like forbidden from like doing drugs or eating junk food or whatever the rich person wants them to not be allowed to do. And then they get like blood transfusions from this person constantly to like make their blood cleaner.
So are you serious?
Yeah. I'm fucking Googling this right now. I know this is real.
Listening to the Repo: The Genetic Opera while talking about that is horrifying.
Well,
like my body physically hurt. Oh my god, wait, no, I'm starting to feel like lightheaded. Maybe it's the cocaine from last night, but like, oh my god, okay, I gotta turn this music off. That is just so weird. Oh my god, that's like literally the most, like that is like what I hate about capitalism, like right there. Like it's like, you can be my slave, so I don't have
to. Oh yeah, I googled blood boy, and like the second thing on Google is, yes, the blood boy on Silicon Valley, the HBO show, is actually a thing.
Oh my god, holy shit. But
it's these singularity assholes that are like billionaires that think like, yeah, you know what? A world where people can just chop off body parts and exchange them with each other sounds great. A whole new market to exploit.
Free market.
It's a whole new market.
Why can't you do it, huh?
To me, that sounds like, I don't know, the depiction of hell in almost every religion or mythology that's ever existed.
I mean, it's just like, it's freaky. It's like, oh, I don't have to do any work for my body because I'm just going to get clean blood anyway.
I mean, if we could just exchange body parts and like steal memories and shit like that, like what would that look like?
I mean, would
there even be individuals, or would it just be like fucking like Frankensteins just ripping each other apart and reassembling themselves constantly?
That's what I think of that. is what it would look like.
Solidarity forever.
Okay. That is what I feel like it would look like. It would just like, is he like, is that my collectivist dream? I don't know. Like, do I want individualism within the collective? I think I do. Although, like, can you imagine, like, okay, maybe you wouldn't want.
Wait, I'm like looking up this quote right now. It's like totally perfect for that.
Okay, you look for the quote. I'll ramble. Yeah. I have this thing where whenever I date somebody for a long time, I'm always like, I feel like you're never going to really know me. Really want you to.
But imagine if you could exchange each other's memories and body parts.
Exactly. Imagine if I could just like, what I would love is, so I have like this a very intense thing with colors where like when I look at letters, I see colors and music looks a certain way. It makes me feel a certain way.
Wait, are you
a
synesthete?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's why I'm so like.
I'm going to steal your body parts after the show.
Cool.
I want to be a synesthete.
But I really like. I always with my partners, I'm like, can I just put my hand on your hand and then you can feel how I feel about the music? And they're kind of like, what are you talking about? So,
oh, okay, that's weird. It's a quote in a weird ass philosophy book that I love dearly, but it's actually a quote from another author. I forgot who.
Oh, fuck that author. They're a bitch anyway.
Who did they rip this from?
Why did they rip it?
Okay, they didn't. And I don't know. They're just quoting.
Hey, will you figure that out?
I'm quoting someone, quoting someone, quoting someone.
Okay, do you have the quote though?
No.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some. So this week, you know, the women's.
I found it.
Oh, God. Okay, read it.
We must die as egos and be born again in the swarm, not separate and self-hypnotized, but individual and related.
Individual and related. Does that mean we're going to be like in an Alex Gray painting?
Oh my God.
That's what I feel like. That's what I think life might end up being like. Although like, I actually like, I said some shit to Alex Gray on Facebook recently. Like there was like this like live video and I was like, dear Alex Gray, how do you feel about the whiteness in the new age community? And he was just like, oh, he said a very predictable thing. It was like, oh, but he didn't say anything about like systemic, whatever.
White people are the new age, baby.
Oh my God. But you know, like there's this thing where, you know, white people are the newest people. So we're the most evolved. Oh my God. People are.
Did he really say that?
No, he did not say that. No.
That would have been horrible.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, I was making fun of people who talk like that. There's definitely people.
I've never met someone like that. That
I feel like there are.
Doesn't surprise me, but it makes me sad.
Okay, so I got to make 2 points here. I got to talk about what Alex Gray said. Alex Gray did not say that. Alex Gray, predictably, like a new age person, just started talking about like indigenous Amazonian like psychedelics and shit, which I guess is fine. He was like, they've made a lot of contributions to the new culture. Or whatever, which is just like
the new culture of whiteness.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, but like that's still better than the answer that I just made up. That's not him. Where I got that from is after Occupy, there are quite a lot of people from Occupy who actually did vote for Donald Trump. And of course they have like their weird people who like were at Occupy and are activists, you know, are like attracted to alternative news, right? So they were just showing me this fucking website that was like all about like genetic diversity and like about our biodiversity and how races are different and different this and that. You know what I mean? Like classic racist shit, but made to look like very outside the box thinking. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this girl was like, oh, races are different. That's just the way it is. I was like, you are like the nuttiest person I've ever.
Did you ask her what she thinks a race is?
No. I don't even know what the fuck.
Is it a particular combination of genes?
I don't. Yeah, I think that's what she thought it was. I don't really fucking. But she thought it meant. It was fucking stupid. And these people voted for Donald fucking Trump. And we've had Donald Trump for a year. And hasn't he actually been able to get that much done, apparently? But like, I mean.
Actually, I think they've gotten a lot done. They've kind of destroyed a lot of shit, which was sort of their goal, like explicitly stated.
Well, what did they do?
What have they done? What has the Trump administration done? Well, tax reform is going to fuck us all over pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, that worked.
It's also probably going to contribute to, like, the slow but accelerating dismantling of the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to relent on all of their little side projects, like banning non-white people from the country and
trying
to kick out all the transgender people. So,
See, in my head, all that stuff, like, is stuff they tried to do but weren't able to do, and they're still trying to do it, I guess.
I mean, there are a lot of people are being deported right now. It's pretty fucked.
Oh, that part. Yeah, whatever.
I'd consider that a great success in their eyes.
No, when I say whatever, what I mean is I'm on like really hungover and I can't believe I don't remember all these things in this moment. And then you're telling me these things and I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I hate him.
Oh yeah. Also, they've basically they didn't really staff the government at all. So all of these government agencies that are totally critical to the like operation of our country are run by 3 people instead of 300.
Oh my God.
So that's kind of a problem too.
I remember reading this thing like when he first got in office where people were like, who had been working in the White House for like, you know, like decades and decades, were like, we've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think that we're actually going to understand how much damage has been and is being done until it's over. And even long after that, like let's assume that we have like some amazing person to the left of Bernie Sanders that runs and like becomes an iconic like political figure and wins and attempts to like just totally like phase change the U.S. government. I bet they're gonna find a lot of dead bodies and skeletons and dirt and guts and like old food and like mold and just it's gonna be gross. It's gonna be a fucking mess.
You mean that metaphorically speaking? Or both?
Both.
I mean, the whole thing.
Definitely
with the,
both.
The whole thing with the EPA.
Oh, God. What is the next president going to find in the Oval Office? That is disgusting.
Probably a lot of condoms.
Pee. Don't use a black light.
Oh, my God.
46, whoever you are, 46, please don't turn the black light on
whoever
the Oval Office.
Whoever you are, 46, I really hope you don't exist.
Will we have a 46?
I don't want one. I'm not a no more president's girl. I'm not a not my president's girl. I'm a no more president's girl.
So what's going to happen then?
The fucking White House is going to be given back as reparations.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I also like to say very militant things like that. But I do think that, like, so here's what I think about. Anybody who talks shit about affirmative action, I'm like, well, reparations never happened, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but if we did reparations, then we'd have to give everyone reparations for everything forever for all of history.
Well, maybe that would be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe it would, huh?
Maybe that's just called UBI.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, I have complicated feelings about that too. I have complicated feelings about all
this.
It's something. It's definitely a better idea.
It ain't nothing.
It's definitely a better idea than most of the shit.
Oh my God. I'm going to run in. Oh wait, no. 2020. Can I run 2024? Okay. I'm going to run in 2024. And my campaign slogan is going to be UBI. It ain't nothing.
That's a really good campaign slogan. What's up, Tom? Do I still sound like shit? What's going on? No, we can talk to you while you're in here. Okay, Tom Tenney's coming up next with Brooklyn Bandstand in like a while. What time is it? Oh, we got 25 minutes. Oh fuck, this is going really fast. But what I was gonna say is I'm like a little like ashamed right now. I feel like I'm like, what has Trump even done? Oh my God, I feel so fucking overwhelmed. But you should totally run on that campaign.
Oh, let's not forget the Oh my God, what is the name?
What happened?
Within the HHS, within the Department of Civil Rights of the HHS, they established the like division of like conscience and whatever and religious freedom or something.
Oh,
like the most Orwellian named division of the government that's probably ever existed in American history.
So how do we dismantle the government?
Slowly and carefully.
I mean, I don't want to deal with like tanky Leninists. Like,
I mean, you know, I think that if we don't do it fast enough, then eventually someone is just going to throw a match in the right place and it will burn down, but it's probably going to burn a lot of people with it if that happens. I don't really want that.
Yeah, I don't really want that. I mean, I wrote this crazy poem called You Must Never Compost Nazi Blood. So those are the. I'm gonna read it right now, just because I think that's a really good thing to do on this show. It's
Wait, but what do you do with Nazi blood then? You gotta put it somewhere.
Burn it.
Burn it.
I mean, this is what I'll read it to.
But then it's in the air. Maybe we should like jettison it into the sun.
But then it's shining on us for all eternity.
Oh my God.
Here, you must never compost Nazi blood. The life source is magic, natural, recyclable. Do not discard, but reassemble. But you must never compost Nazi blood. Start a fire, burn it away in their own homes, in their own ovens, as we should have done long ago. You must make beauty out of the ugly. You must find life from death, but you must never, ever compost Nazi blood. Love the abused, love the traumatized, feel their pain and feel their ache. Help heal them, but you must never compost Nazi blood. I wrote that when I was really stoned yesterday. But I just love saying that, but you must never compost Nazi blood.
Yeah, but that's wasting so much valuable iron.
Oh.
What do you think's in the Nazi blood? What's the secret ingredient that makes it so toxic? Is it their race? Is Nazi a race?
No.
They kind of asserted that it was, though, kind of in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like people who like to believe that they're only like, that they have a certain amount of a certain kind of blood or they're German or some shit. I don't fucking understand.
What is the origin of the word race? I feel like I looked this up once, but like I've always wondered why race? Like, is there an older use of the word race in English that makes it like make sense? Because it's like, are you racing for something?
Well, the people who would have invented race, the people who would want their race to be...
They're ahead of the race?
Yeah, it's like a race to be the most one of the most powerful.
First one to the singularity wins.
Exactly. But here, I want to play some speeches from the march this week. So, you know, as you all know, there was the Women's March or like the Pussy Hat Brigade.
The Pussy Hat.
I mean, I'm sure there were some great people there, but not the ones in the pussy hats. Like,
the Pussy Hat Promenade.
Because like a lot of organizers of the Women's March were actually telling people not to wear the pussy hats, and people did anyway.
So, oh, really? The organizers said don't do that?
Well, here's the thing.
I didn't know that. That's Women's
March,
cool.
The Women's March is not one organization. There is the one that did the main one in D.C., but the other ones are actually run by multiple different initiatives. Mm. And quite a few of them in different cities were saying don't wear the pink pussy hats, but women did anyway. Because people are entitled and stupid. But let's play a speech. Whose speech is this? Let me look for a minute. Oh, this is talking a little bit about what happened last year with J20. And I just listen, everybody. Here we go.
Sorry, guys. Our next speaker
is going to be
from MACC.
Please welcome
Kim Kelly.
We're an autonomous group of anarchists in New York that are trying to make shit better, essentially. A bunch of us came out to support this and support Days of Rage. Our biggest priority right now, on January 20th, the one-year anniversary of J20, those inauguration protests that trapped over 200 people in a kettle, who abused them, who subjected them to police brutality, who slapped them with an ungodly amount of potential prison time for the crime of protesting, for dissenting against our shiny new fascist regime, our racist, imperialist, white supremacist nightmare made orange. There are still, at this point, we have been doing solidarity work for a year, but our people are still facing charges. We initially had 6 charges dropped. That ruled, all right? This past week, we had 129. But there are still people facing up to 60 years in jail for standing on a sidewalk and talking to their friends and wearing black.
Oh. Oh.
59 people for the crime of dissent, which is something I think we're all familiar with, that we're all intimately familiar with. And the right, no matter how you feel about the First Amendment, I'm on the fence. That is something that we also have access to, and as people that live in this godforsaken country, need to take advantage of. If they take away our right to protest, we have nothing. This is something that, I mean, I think it's something we can all agree on, that the criminalization of dissent is unacceptable. It's something we need to push back against. The remaining J20 defendants need our help. They need our solidarity. They need our help with their funding, because this shit ain't cheap. The system is not made to help the working class or the poor, which is the majority of the people that are being slapped with this repression. I really just wanted to come out here and talk about them because it seems like somehow, I don't know, maybe CNN is not interested. Not enough people know about this. Not enough people know this is happening. Not enough people know whether they're anarchists or communists or somewhere else. They don't know that it could be them next. And if we don't stand up and fight back for the J20 defendants, they're coming for the rest of us next. And we cannot allow that because we cannot let them win.
Woo!
Solidarity with J20. Solidarity with you all. Thank you.
Yeah, solidarity with J20. Were you aware of this before?
No.
Yeah, that's how. Did you understand what you're saying? Because it was kind of low.
Yeah.
You did. Okay, great. That means everybody else heard it.
Actually, like going back to stealing body parts and shit. When she was talking about like, what do we have if we can't protest? I think that. Maybe the future's already here. Like, I was thinking the other day about net neutrality and just like, Rupert Murdoch like said some crazy shit about like how serious he is about wanting to like really implement like the toll booths and all the other shit so he can make more money off of whoever the fuck he wants and like control the content on all of the networks that he owns even more, including the internet. And like, in some sense, I think, you know, we need to look at spaces like Facebook or whatever and just think of them as public space the same way that we think of a street. And if someone has the ability to control your tweets or your posts or your stories or whatever the fuck it is you're sharing on the internet, that's kind of like a, you know, crazy fucked up Greek myth where some god's like, I'm going to control your mouth now. You don't have a mouth. Okay, now you have a mouth, but when you speak, I control the words that come out. So, like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a very funny thing because the people who would be pro net neutrality are the very same people who want to talk to you about free speech. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's like a very like right winger, like a lot of like libertarians like net, like I always forget how to say it, like they like net neutrality or they like what's happened because it's like a free market situation, but that's like really fucking weird.
Yeah, if you turn voices into a marketplace, and you know, in some sense they have been to different degrees throughout history, but like if you have to pay to speak, like paying for political power is bad enough, but like imagine just take it to the full extreme. Like imagine if you couldn't travel like anywhere in public without paying, like if just walking down the street you were being like micro transacted in Bitcoin and it cost you like a couple cents to like walk down a private street, just constantly everywhere you go everything is just siphoning money from you.
Bobby Reason with the woman. Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to find this fucking song called It's a Privilege to Pee.
And oh my God, perfect.
You know what this is? This is from Urine in Town. It's about a town where people have to pee to pee, what pay to pee. Times
are harder, cash is tight, you've got no so, right like, to London?
You have to pay to pee in London?
In a lot of places, so yeah.
Really? Is that you put in quarters or something?
Yeah.
So if you gotta go, you got to go through me. It's a privilege to pee.
That's so horrifying. Okay, we're gonna stop with that, but
like, I don't know. Wait. So what if we like, I don't know, took some of these technologies that are going to be used to basically rip us to pieces and did the opposite? And, you know, maybe some people don't like ideas like this because they sound sort of statist, but we pay taxes, the government knows everyone's income, ostensibly, unless we're all lying, which probably a lot of us are. But if we know the net worth and the income of individuals, like, why not just adjust costs based on that? Like, what if
I just don't
shit just cost more if you're richer? There's just the fucking like rich person tax.
Well, they also don't, but then they feel like that's exactly what they're fighting against. They're really afraid that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's like what's going on. And honestly, I just feel like wealth shouldn't even be a thing. Like, I'm a more.
Well, ideally.
Yeah. I mean, of course, we need a way to like around that. But like, I just think that we should. I mean, honestly, I had this episode recently. Like, it is on whatwouldsavetheworld.podomatic.com. It was about abolishing currency versus the idea of cryptocurrency. But, like, because that's all, like, decentralized, so I guess that would make it better. I mean, you should listen to the episode.
Bitcoin is just Wall Street, but worse and 20 times faster.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really all it's become, and it happens so quickly.
It's become, but there's definitely other shit to it. I don't know.
There's a lot of good things about cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, exactly.
But the problem is that, so like, if for it to have value, it has to have value relative to currencies that exist. So if you can't use Bitcoin to do anything, if you can't use it to buy and sell shit and trade shit and whatever, then it doesn't have value. But if you can, it has value relative to a currency that already exists, let's say the US dollar, which means that if it does, then organizations that have lots of money can essentially buy a ton of Bitcoin and continue to use it to their benefit and not to everyone else's.
Yeah, and that's what's happening already.
So it's like lighting a candle with another candle, except like you have a match and you're in a damp room and someone else has like the world's largest flamethrower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I'm saying is fuck all that shit. I would much rather have no currency. That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, like,
is that possible though?
I think it could be.
Okay.
what you were saying, like, about like, oh, what if we just charge the rich more? And then to me, it's like, oh, well, what's the fucking point of having a price in anything then? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just fucking like figure out.
Well,
yes. So what were you gonna say?
I think everything does have a price, though. I think the problem is that the way that we determine the price of things is just wildly inaccurate. So like if you were to assume that things have value to things or people or whatever, like, I don't know, let's say like you're sick and I have a thing that can cure your sickness, like how much is that worth to you? In our society, we say I'm gonna make you fucking grovel for it and just sit here until you do a ton of desperate things to get as much money as you can, and if it's enough to kind of amuse me, then I'll give you some of the medicine. But like, you could also just say fuck that and die, which, did you see, this is like, there's just, things have value. I'm so hungover. I cannot fucking think.
We're both so hungover. This episode ended up being like nothing that I expected to be, and totally fine.
But if you got rid of currency, it would just come back, I think is what I'm saying. Because people are going to exchange shit, and then the more people exchange shit, the more they're going to start like coming up with current mediums of exchange to exchange shit more efficiently, and then you have currency again.
Yeah, I mean, but do we have to exchange shit? Can't we just have like pots of stuff that people can
I think maybe what I'm suggesting actually is that like one of the big problems with currency is that it assumes the way that we use it, that the value is innate to the object. So like an apple that costs 20 cents, we're assuming that something about that particular apple's particular appleness is the reason that it's worth 20 cents. And like, maybe, but is it worth 20 cents to Mark Zuckerberg versus someone who's born starving? Probably not.
Yo, fuck Mark Zuckerberg. He's a little bitch. Yo, I fucking hate him. I'm sorry, that's so irrelevant to anything you just said. I just wanted to shit on Mark Zuckerberg for a minute.
It's important. Everyone should do that daily.
But like, I would still compost Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, where is the line?
Yeah, I mean,
how do you, is there a test? Can you like test the pH of the blood
to find out if they're a Nazi?
Yeah, like how much of a Nazi do you have to be before your blood shouldn't be composted?
Oh my god, everybody, this is the most like fucking fucked up what would save the world I've done in a long time. I've been hungover on this show before. I've been hungover before where I look at my guest halfway through and I'm like, oh my god, I might faint. But like right now we're like talking about currency, like how much shit should cost.
Well, this is what happens when you have a fucking hungover communist Marxist transsexual come on your radio show.
I mean, it totally works. Like, I talk about this shit on the show all the time, but the way we're talking about it is so funny. We're just like, and I'm like, maybe we just need, like, a bucket system. Like, what the fuck am I talking about?
Everyone gets one bucket, and the only amount of property you can have in your life
that
is whatever goes inside the bucket.
Actually, I'm down.
And everything outside the buckets is public property.
Actually, Like,
we're gonna call this bucketism.
Bucketism. I'm actually super down with bucketism.
And like, we're gonna be bucketivists.
Yeah, bucketivists. Everything is available to you. Just if you can't fit it in your bucket, you'll have to come back for it later.
Life gives you lemons. Just bucket.
Oh my god, that's a really actually like it's a pretty good idea. And I know I sound like insane, but it's like, okay, so you get a room and you get a bucket, right? You can bring things back to your room in the bucket, I guess. But if you can't fit it in that room, you can't have it. So like, that's how you deal. So then there's no scarcity.
The room doesn't fit in the bucket.
Yeah, but you have to get people a place to sleep.
I mean, yeah, but maybe they don't own it.
Well, who owns? Everybody owns everything. Everybody owns
everything. Well, so yeah, I think back to, is no currency possible? Everyone already owns everything. Just some people own some things a lot more than the rest of us.
What the fuck? Please explain that one to me.
I'm like, in some sense, you could just say, yeah, we're all fucking responsible for the way the world is.
Yeah, we are. That's why I have a show called What Would Save the World.
Well, okay. So, you know, does Mark Zuckerberg own this show?
He probably thinks he does.
But maybe he does like one hundred billionth of a percent.
Well, kind of. I mean, I do promote the show on his website.
Yeah, maybe a lot more than 100 billionth of a percent then.
What a little bitch. So we got about like...
Hey, you know what? He might be 46, so...
Oh, are you serious?
A lot of people think he's going to try and run.
If he runs for president, Mark Zuckerberg, I am going to like go to his rallies and just like scream weird shit.
Vote for me. I'm the fucking asshole that elected the last one.
Did he vote for Trump?
No, but Facebook is totally culpable in the ability of Trump to get elected.
Oh my god, wait. So if Mark Zuckerberg runs for president, he's totally gonna win because he's gonna alter Facebook in a way.
He could, yeah.
Oh my god. I'm gonna...
And then he could just fire everyone at the FBI and say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Here, this is what we'll do. We'll just we'll go to his rallies and just hold up the angry face.
Oh my god.
From Facebook.
I think that is the future of silent protests. I think we all just go and we print out giant emoji and hold them up. Maybe, oh my god, maybe we could hand out exactly the 6 choices you have to react to things. And then everyone gets all 6 and you just raise them in the air to react to things that are being said.
That's a fucking Black Mirror episode right there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's like hyper-commodified protesting.
Oh my god.
I feel like that's right around the corner though, isn't it? I mean, that's like, how many steps from pussy hats is that?
I mean, people already bring like fucking like, it's like, you know, Twitter is just like picture, no, Facebook just gets like pictures of people saying smart shit on Twitter and people are like, yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. We're all fucked.
And people,
we're drowning in the internet.
People share it like, my fucking partner went fucking viral on his Twitter. He has like 90 followers and somehow he went viral with this fucking thing that says, which pill is this? And it's somebody on like 4chan going, no, I'm serious. I have no respect for any grown man who considers another man a friend. Pathetic and effeminate. And it got like 9,000 hearts and like 2,000 retweets and shit. And it just like a fucking screenshot of some shit some anonymous dude sent on a website. And that's journalism these days. Do you know what I mean?
Sad.
Yeah, sad face.
No, just sad, you know, with a period at the end. Sad.
Oh my god. Wait.
Sad.
Oh my god. Sorry, I gotta share this. On Twitter, I just found Dolly Parton with a fucking violin. And she says, fiddle me this. That was a joke, y'all. Hope I made you laugh. Oh my god. So Tom Tenney's coming in. He's going to be doing Brooklyn Bandstand. This has been a fun episode. I've had a lot of fun.
This has been super fun.
It's been super fun. We didn't talk about anything we were supposed to talk about, but I'm completely down, and I don't really believe in supposed to. So things went the way they went. I really need water. I kind of want to get drunk again, but I don't think that's healthy, so I'm not going to do that. I'm probably going to get really stoned today.
I'm having a detox day.
Oh, good for you. So, Sean, do you have anything you want to end off on? We've been listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Frey Brookline.
I don't know. I also need water.
Oh, fuck. But we have to pay for water sometimes, for all the time. Let's play out with a song, unless you have anything to say. Do you have anything more to say?
Sad.
Sad? You're sad?
Sad.
All right.
Donald Trump's sadness is all of our sadnesses.
Donald Trump's sadness has made the world... I mean, that's true. Most of the world suffers because of miserable men. Or, like, men who don't feel like... They're either, like, repressing some shit, or they're, like... I mean, everybody I know who's ever been miserable ended up either staying a miserable person or doing something drastic in their life. And then
everyone has an inner repressed man that's sad deep inside them.
Yeah. Where is this fucking thing? I sent somebody the fucking version of me singing Solidarity Forever at an open mic as Judy Garland last night. And I would really, really like to play it here, but I don't know if I even actually sent it. That's fucking hilarious. If I didn't actually send this, if I just was just like drunk and could never get it to go through. That's actually pretty amusing to think about. Yeah, I don't think it ever went through. What the fuck? Okay, we're going to play something else because this is just going to irritate the fuck out of me. And I'm just going to sit here mad. So what do we play? What do we play? We could play so many things right now. Do you have a song you want to play?
Oh my God, let's play Everybody Hurts.
Okay. By R.E.M. We could also play the Avril Lavigne version.
There's an Avril Lavigne version?
I think it's a different song.
Let's see. Oh, that's really cool.
We're playing the Avril Lavigne version. Is it the same song?
Maybe?
Don't know.
No. Yeah, play the Patti Smith version. Let's be cool.
Play Avril Lavigne. Fine. Let's play Patti Smith. It seems I'm losing something deep inside. All right, everybody. What the fuck? I'm going to have to play the Avril Lavigne version. Thanks, everybody, for listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Not Avril Lavigne. Oh, there's... Conspiracies. There's a conspiracy that Avril Lavigne died when she was in her teens and they replaced her with this other person.
Everyone in Nickelback is a robot, reptilian, alien.
Fuck.
Nickelback is the Illuminati, y'all.
I remember last night you were like, can we not do any weird conspiracies with Jews? And as a Jew, I felt almost comfortable enough to be like, but that's what they all are. Like, almost every conspiracy is about the Jews, which just secretly means everybody wants to be us. Not really. No, people love Jews. I love Jews. Yo, I'm pro-Semitic. If I fucking wore a shirt that said pro-Semitic, what do you think would happen? Do you think
people pro-Semitism.
Pro-Semitism? I bet somebody would like think it was offensive.
Not being anti-Semitic isn't good enough. That's just neutral Semitism. You need pro-Semitic. To be pro-Semitic.
It's like probiotic.
You go, well, yeah, but, you know.
Everybody's so anti-everything. Antifa, anti-capitalism.